and Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 30th day of January, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the big news, of course, is the storm that has virtually paralyzed the Deep South, and we'll be talking about that and other matters with our friend who's patiently waiting in the green room, Reverend Tim Spencer. Reverend Spencer is a husband, father, grandfather, rancher, veteran of the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps, and proprietor of the excellent website, ruralsurvival.info. Good morning, Tim. Well, we're back to what might be considered a more or less normal temperature for wintertime, although I'm reading that next Wednesday they're predicting -6 degrees for our neighborhood.
Yeah, and I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday, a lot more snow, too, heavy snow.
Heavy snow. Wonderful. Well, I better get some more firewood stacked up here. Tim, I think that they're now giving winter storms names, aren't they? Isn't this one Leon? Is that what they're calling it?
I think so. Not sure. I haven't been tracking what they call them, really.
That's new thing for me. I'm not sure what the deal is with naming storms, but we're in south-central Missouri. We have fairly mild winters compared to 200 or 300 miles north of here on one hand. On the other, A 2-inch snow would not paralyze our neighborhood, would it?
Oh, no, wouldn't even start to. But you get down North Georgia and North Alabama where those people aren't real used to it, Atlanta and Birmingham, it'll flat paralyze them. I was just reading about a doctor that had to walk 6 miles to perform brain surgery.
Yeah, I think the governor of Georgia was trying to blame the semi-drivers, 18-wheel drivers, for not putting chains on their trucks. Driver, they don't put chains on their trucks for a 2-inch snowfall.
No.
They just drive a little slower and pay attention to what they're doing, and that's absurd. But it probably makes sense to people who aren't used to dealing with a little bit of snow down there, doesn't it?
Yeah. My son is living in Rome, Georgia right now, it's 40, 50 miles north of Atlanta. And he called me on the phone last night. He says, it's just ridiculous. People driving way too fast, slamming into each other when they try to stop. And, he just said they just literally don't have a clue how to drive.
Well, obviously. And, of course, every year, keeping in mind there's a new percentage of new drivers every year in every neighborhood that has not driven in snow and ice before, no matter where they are.
Very true.
I've heard stories about people farther north up in Minnesota that they will go out and practice on frozen lakes, driving on ice just to find out what the limits are. In fact, they even have race events where they'll have motorcycles with spikes in the tires and race on ice.
Oh, man, that's neat. I've never seen that, but I'd like to watch that. That'd be neat.
Well, I'm not so sure I want to be run over with another guy behind me with spikes in his tires.
No, the key word there was watch, not participate.
Anyway, Tim, a big storm like this or any major event can certainly block out most of the rest of the news and the rest of the planet. But the Middle East continues to be a cauldron of intrigue and war and changing alliances. And for those of us observing from this side of the Atlantic Ocean, it's a pretty confusing matter, isn't it?
It is. And, you and I both have been students of the Middle East forever. And, you're probably in the same position I am. It's having a very hard time, adding up the numbers anymore. Because, like you said, rapidly changing alliances, and it's impossible to know who's on first and what's on second,
Well, if we're going to lay the blame anywhere, we can blame the Ottoman Empire for picking the wrong side of the First World War, can't we?
Yeah, that'd be true. That's a very accurate statement.
When they did, and of course, they had alliances with Germany that had gone on for decades, various economic and military trade agreements. And when World War One started, the Ottoman Empire took sides with the Axis forces.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they're at the end of World War One, their empire, which was, 500, 600 years old, was taken apart piece by piece by the Brits, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Lawrence of Arabia. Great film, by the way. I mean, you can't really get an in-depth education from watching a movie on one hand. On the other, it's a very classic film and is somewhat historically accurate. Lawrence of Arabia. Colonel Lawrence went around cutting deals with these various warlords, for want of a better word, and drew a map, and it was the British High Command basically created what we now regard as the Middle East, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. They separated it, and like you said, with various alliances, carved up the map. And that's where you have, get the countries that you've got today, a majority of them.
Going from Lebanon to Israel to Syria is like going from Missouri to Indiana to Illinois, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it's like. Everybody's got relatives everywhere. there's no difference, really. Which dictator is calling the shots where you happen to be at.
Well, we've had two centuries worth of history under our belt here in this country, as a country. And about another century before that, more or less, when we were trying to sort things out. But imagine living somewhere where for six centuries, you could be born in Egypt, go to school in Turkey, and marry a woman from Jordan and live in Syria.
Right.
And that was commonly done, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely it was. In fact, is even recent history, that's fairly common.
It is. And you got somebody like Dick Cheney or Donald Rumsfeld talking about foreign fighters. These people will ever be scratching their heads. They're all cousins, all related, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jared Moore. It is Thursday, the 30th day of January. Tim, language manipulation, word manipulation in these ongoing wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's all meant to obfuscate and to confuse and convince Americans that something else is going on as opposed to what's really going on, isn't it?
Yeah, we used to call it wordsmithing when you and I were in, but yes, absolutely.
Now, there's two words that are critical. I talked about this. I was a guest with a man in Colorado on his show last night, his radio show. Two words, insurgent and guerrilla.
Right.
Now, traditionally, a guerrilla force is fighting a foreign invading army, and traditionally, guerrillas are the good guys. Anytime you're fighting a foreign invading army, you're most likely the good guy, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. That's the way they look at it.
Yes, and so here let's look at Afghanistan. They call the Afghans that were fighting insurgents.
That's correct.
Well, I look at them as guerrillas. Since they are fighting a foreign invading army, they properly should be called guerrillas, shouldn't they?
Yes, they would, but that has a different connotation, not the connotation that our government wants to put out there.
Precisely. Precisely. So they call them insurgents, and which is not right. It's incorrect. Same thing in Iraq. They call the people we were fighting there insurgents, and they, in fact, were fighting a foreign invading army, which was us and the Allied
right.
forces. And it's all meant to convince us that we're doing the right thing, because when you're fighting guerrillas, you're doing the wrong thing mostly, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, if you look even far back at World War II in the Philippines, it was the guerrillas fighting the Japanese. You know,
precisely.
And so therefore they were the good guys. And
exactly.
I've got a feeling that's where a lot of that started.
Of course. Of course. And the Viet Cong were guerrillas fighting a foreign invading army, which was my army.
Right.
Well, and getting back to this foreign fighter thing, it makes the people coming from Syria, say, for example, into Iraq to fight Americans look like some kind of evil, somebody who has evil intent, when in fact it's more like people from Missouri going to Arkansas to fight Russians.
Exactly. Exactly. It's much more like that.
Much
and I
more.
Think if you talk to the guys, you know, to the individual soldiers, you know, say Syrian government soldiers, I think you'd actually, you know, get the same thing from them, you know, if they were truthful. I think they would flat out tell you, you know, that's what the situation is.
Oh, absolutely. These
but you're not Americans,
yeah, Americans think of foreign countries, you know, going from the United States to Mexico, for example, is a pretty big deal. We have a different culture, different language,
right.
Different racial makeup for the whole, on the whole. That's not the case in the Middle East when you go from one country to the next, is it?
No, no, not at all. No, it's like he's, like the analogy you use, it's much more like going from state to state here.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, at ruralsurvival.info, we try to separate some of these things out and help people get down to what's important when it comes to day-to-day living in the country, running on a hobby farm or a real farm. When I say a real farm, where you're making your living from it, or a ranch, a
right.
hobby ranch, or a real ranch. You're kind of in between there, aren't you, between a hobby ranch and a real ranch?
Yeah, we're going much more towards the hobby anymore, mainly, you know, because the kids have all grown up and have their own families. It's more of a time thing than anything else. So we've sold off most of the horses, and of course,
well,
the horse market price dropped off.
I was at a horse-related business about a year ago in Eureka, Missouri. They sold tack and saddles and so forth, and business was not good, to say the least.
No, it's not. Since when they shut down the slaughterhouses, which people that don't know what was really going on were very much against slaughterhouses, you know, people actually started letting horses go. It was cheaper to take them out in the woods and let them go than it was to take them at auction. People don't realize you got to shell out about $50 for every horse you take to auction. And when they only draw $25, you know, you're stuck with the rest of the bill to give them away.
You know, point being, for $400 to $500 a horse, you can get some pretty nice horses these days, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Really nice.
That's what
really
I thought.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough way to attempt to make a living. I'm sure on the high end there still are people doing so, but for the average horse lover, it's basically become pets that have almost no economic value.
Well, that's true. I mean, just for an example, here on this farm, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, we were normally getting between $1,000 and $3,000 per head When the last six I sold, six horses after expenses, we netted $241 at auction.
It basically gets to the point where you say, what's the point, don't you?
Right. So that's, we've quit breeding, and, you know, we still have our mares, but that's it. And we just use them for our own riding pleasure, and, you know, the business end of it is gone.
Well, it's not common knowledge, but Missouri is one of the biggest horse states in the United States, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. Absolutely. And mules.
And mules, which are, have a lot of advantages over horses in many ways in terms of being useful. Well, Tim, at ruralsurvival.info, I know we talked about this frequently, but you have updates that people can sign up for to help them get a timely alert, don't you?
Yeah, and I've added an extra link or two, make it easier for people to find, but there's links on Red and on the site. Click on the link, fill out the little form. I think it's like three or four little boxes. And you're signed up for the newsletter. And that newsletter does not go out very often. It's, you know, it's not going to clog up your inbox or anything. We only send out stuff that is directly related to the site, you know, like, hey, there's a bunch of new articles or something like that, and alerts to, you know, to people to let them know when something is likely to affect them.
Well, that's good to know. Now, Tim, we got a caller here, a regular caller, Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, sir.
You had mentioned at the start of the program about the borders in the Middle East. I remember reading one time that the borders of modern-day Iraq were drawn by a young British military officer named Winston Churchill.
He was part of it. He was up to his eyeballs in it. Yep.
Yeah. The I really called about the weather thing. You know, sometimes in the midst of a crisis, the only thing better than presence of mind is absence of body. And I'm really kind of annoyed at these southern state decision makers who sent their kids to school and got them stranded. You know, they sometimes, you know, discretion is the better part of valor. And I think, you know, and part of prepping is knowing when not to be someplace, not just having, you know, supplies and all that. I think a lot of bad decision making was made by people who didn't foresee. I mean, they were warned and warned and warned and warned and didn't use the foresight to make the good decision to stay home, to cancel schools and stuff like that. And consequently, we've had a lot of people injured and in accidents and cars destroyed and a whole lot of damage done because people didn't exercise discretion in staying out of the way of the storm. And I'm greatly annoyed by this.
Well, Glenn, there's a financial incentive for these schools to have the children show up at school and stay there until noon. They get financial credit for a full day.
Absolutely. And yet, in the long run, they lost out. And they're willing to put people in harm's way.
And they did.
Good money. So shame on them.
Shame on them. And they did. Thank you, Glenn, for making that point. We appreciate it.
John, if I can address that one issue that he, well, maybe after break.
We have a break. We'll be back with Diane Zerger and Steve Whitman's going to make a cameo appearance and Tom Burial after the break. Stay tuned.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 30th of January. Keep in mind that Freeze-Dry Guy has long-range patrol rations, specially made for wintertime use. It's cold out there. You need calories. You need fat to keep you going in the cold weather. I know from personal experience. These long-range patrol rations will give you what you need. They're tasty. They're nutritious. They store for many, many years, and you can get them at freezedryguy.com. This is not the kind of thing you can find at Walmart. No way. This is very special and hard to get your hands on. So check out the long-range patrol rations at freezedryguy.com. There's a link for my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line for long-range patrol rations is 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Thursday mornings, we talk about the energy cleaner, the second half hour. And we begin these conversations with the manufacturer of the energy cleaner, Mr. Tom Berryhill, giving us her disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Thank you very much, sir. And in a frozen northland where it's, what, 20 degrees below zero or so, we have Diane Zerger. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. Actually, it was probably about 27 degrees below zero Tuesday, and my husband asked me not to go outside. And amazingly, they closed campus Tuesday. And right. I was very happy to stay home and not go anywhere. I didn't go walking. I didn't go outside except for dumping the soap solution from making a batch of soap.
Okay. Oh, my.
I had to do something, okay? I had to keep myself busy. And my husband loves some musk, scented soap, and so we were running low on inventory, and there's nothing else to do on a day where you're cooped up in the house except maybe hobbies, right?
Well, there you go.
I know.
Well, how frequent the place where you work, when was the last time they closed just because of pure cold, nothing to do with ice or snow?
I don't think they have ever closed because of pure cold. I have gone to work with 2.5 feet of snow, and they have not closed campus.
Right.
It takes something serious to concern the guy that is responsible for doing that. And rumor has it his wife was involved. I'm not going to ask him. I really don't want to know.
Right.
But if
right.
that was the catalyst for common sense, because it was that dangerous for staff and faculty to try and get the school to work, then you know what? Praise the Lord, he listened to his wife.
Well, minus 27 is some very, very serious cold.
Yes, it is.
And of course, they did the right thing. Well, Diane, what are your updates you got for us this morning?
Well, I had a wonderful conversation with my beloved brother yesterday morning on my way to work, and he had somebody in his office with him that he was talking to about nutrition and GMO and artificial ingredients, and he asked me to talk, you know, on the speakerphone and reinforce what he was trying to say. And one of the topics that came up was the energy cleaner, which, of course, she had never heard of. And my brother was very happy to tell her what it has done with him. And I talked to him later, and he continues to be amazed at the transformation in his knees when he was driving to Las Vegas. And he had the energy cleaner with him, and he had aluminum screen wrapped around his knees when he had desert training for going across the pond.
Right.
And he, to this day, he continues to marvel at the transformation in alleviation of pain and making his trip to Las Vegas so much more enjoyable because his knees weren't hurting. He's going to be setting up my brother Bob with the energy cleaner that I recently ordered from you, and I had you send directly to my brother John.
Right.
And he's going to start with his testimony of the energy cleaner with my brother Bob, and then I'm going to tell Bob what it has done for me and how it accelerated the healing and alleviated the pain when I had a back that was extremely in a lot of pain, which really altered my life.
Well, that's good to know, and I'm looking forward to getting those reports.
Oh, my gosh. And I saw my friend Cindy. She's no longer suffering with her bursitis pain. My friend Melissa is continuing to use her walker in preference over the wheelchair. And I'm seeing my friend Joanne tomorrow concerning some plans that my husband and I have for traveling. She's going to play the travel coordinator. And I'll be asking her about the energy cleaner that my husband and I gave her for her wedding gift. So more updates coming next week.
Okay, sounds good. You might want to hold on and listen to Steve Whitman. He's called in. He's going to give us an update. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Whitman was shot 3 times with a 45 caliber semi-automatic pistol a few months back. And only a few weeks before that, he had started using the energy cleaner, which he credits with giving him the agility to get out of the way from what would have been most likely a fatal attack on him. Steve, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Well, really good. I understand you're preparing for a trade show to help promote your business. And we were talking privately yesterday about your hand that was absorbed one of those rounds from the 45 caliber pistol. You were ready to have what was left of the hand amputated, weren't you?
Yeah, the night that I was in the hospital and the doctor operated on it, my hand was pretty bad, and I looked especially at the index finger. And I actually told her, I said, that's never going to come back. You might as well just take that off. And she said, no, no, no. She says, we might be able to do something with that. She says, let me do my work. So I let her do her thing, and lo and behold, I still have it.
Well, that's good. Now, you were very recently, in the last couple of weeks, you had a pretty severe swelling, edema in that hand, and nothing you could do could get it down, would it?
No, and this has really held me back on my recovery. It's almost like a sticking point when, if you're ever weightlifted, you get to a certain weight and you just can't go by it.
Right.
And the edema in my hand and the fluid in the joint, that's what it is. I have to wear two different types of splints, one to straighten my fingers and one to curl them
right.
Times a day. And I wasn't making any progress at all because I just could not get the swelling out. I tried cold packs, hot packs, massaging the hand, tried everything, and I was getting really, really frustrated because I wasn't getting any flexibility in my fingers. I mean, as far as tying my own shoes, buttoning my shirt, I mean, simple little tasks.
And then your wife suggested something, didn't she?
Yeah, she says, why don't you try, you know, putting a tinfoil around your hand like they talked about. And I said, well, all right. So she actually had bought another cord from you, and so it makes it pretty easy to switch the box back and
right,
forth.
Right.
For us. And but anyway, she made a tinfoil, like a bowl I put my hand in, like a tube of tinfoil. And I have to admit, after the first night, I used it for about an hour and a half. The next morning, the amount of swelling had gone down considerably. I just looked at it. I says, come on. I says, my God, what else can this thing do? I mean, it was, so anyway, that day, the next day, I did it for an hour and a half in the morning and an hour and a half at night. And on the third day, I started, you know, that the splints actually started to move my fingers, and I started to get flexibility in those joints. And now I'm back on the road, and hopefully with some more time, I'm going to get some use out of this hand. And it's just, again, it's for the third time, it pulled my butt out of the fire. So.
Well, and in addition, I didn't know this until yesterday when we were speaking. Your wife was diagnosed with lupus 10 years ago. Tell us what's going on with that.
Well, it's very interesting. She, about 10 years ago, she did come down with it. She's been on medication ever since. And the problem with lupus, the medication they put you on, it harms your eyesight. And she went to the doctor about, must be about a month ago now. And they did her blood work, and lo and behold, there was no evidence of lupus. Now, like I told you yesterday, this would be incredible, okay, if in fact, because she does sleep on the energy cleaner every night like I do,
right,
because we
put
it in our bed. Now, she hasn't changed her lifestyle yet. I mean, she hasn't done, I mean, she does her aerobics. I mean, she hasn't changed her diet or medications or anything like that.
Right.
But there may be a very, very good possibility that this might be the result of using the energy cleaner. And if we can get her off the drugs, my God, it'd be a godsend.
Absolutely. You want to hold on through the break? Here's Steve, and we'll wrap up our conversation. Stay
okay.
Tuned, everybody.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Thursday, the 30th of January. Wrapping up this part of our conversation with Mr. Steve Whitman and talking about how his wife is apparently getting some good results with lupus and the energy cleaner. Steve, in an investigation like what you and your wife are looking into, you look at two things. What's the same and what's different, don't you?
Right, exactly. And that's why we thought a lot about that. And realistically, she hasn't changed her lifestyle that much except for, you know, sleeping on the energy cleaner. So,
right.
What the doctor wants to do is carefully monitor her now for the next coming months. And, she's cut down on her medication, and then we're going to be doing more blood work on her. And if things go right, I mean, she could possibly get off the medication and actually save her eyesight too, because it does damage the eyesight.
Well, that's really a really good thing. Steve, I want to thank you for being with us, sir, and giving us the update. I'll be in touch privately, and have a good time at your trade show.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. That was Mr. Steve Whitman. His testimony is at my website, thelibertyman.com. When you click on Energy Cleaner Testimonials, it'll be the first thing that comes up. He wrote a first-hand account of what happened to him on October the 1st of last year. The energy cleaner is for sale at my website, thelibertyman.com. A small electronic device about the size of a cigar box takes 9 D as in Delta, 9 D-cell batteries, puts out an electrostatic signal. It is not a TENS unit. We run into this all the time. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Pretty reasonable, considering it cost $3,000 when it was first being manufactured a number of years ago. The toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, twice, slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Gentlemen, we got a caller here. We've got Jerry in Chicago. Good morning, Jerry.
Hi, John and Tim and Tom and Diane. I was going to say, I agree wholeheartedly with your last caller about the lupus. My brother's mother-in-law, I lent them the energy cleaner, it must have been last spring, and they passed it on to her, and my little brother offered to buy it from me, saying that it's helping her out quite a bit. She sleeps on it every night. And something else I wanted to bring up was a week ago this past Tuesday, I came down with severe pain in my hip. Didn't do anything to deserve it, so I think it was either a cold settled in my hip or sciatica, and I've never had this before.
Right.
And by Friday, I was able to climb a ladder and go back to work. So, I mean, I credit it to the energy cleaner. God bless you all. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jerry. We appreciate it. I'm getting an echo here. If my engineer can help me on that, thank you. Tim Spencer, we frequently talk about how you got your life back, and that's a good thing, isn't it?
And yeah, that's not an exaggeration. I got my life back.
First day, 7 days a week. Here it is, twice, slowly.
My engineer needs to do something. We're getting feedback here from what I said a minute ago. Okay, I think that took care of it. Thank you, sir. Well, Tim, you were well on your way towards to being what might be properly termed an invalid, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I looked into, you know, a place to stay during the week at the VA down in Copper Bluff and, you know, hopefully be able to come home on weekends. But like he's pointed out, you know, the coming home on weekends would have slowly tapered off, I know.
You know, I was just reflecting here, Tim. It'll be 6 years ago this coming September that you and I met.
Yeah, that's correct.
I mean, it's my how time flies. It seemed like only yesterday that you and I were at a fundraiser for a gentleman being charged with first-degree murder sponsored by the Western Cherokee Nation.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
My goodness, how time flies. Well, Tim, I know you got many projects ahead of you as always. I'm going to let you go for right now. We'll be talking privately. I want to talk to you about some updates on our project to get both of us, help me get some speaking engagements. And
right.
I've had some new thoughts on that I want to share with you privately. So I'll be in touch later today. Thank you for being with us.
All right. You guys have a good day.
Tom Berryhill. I know you're up to your eyeballs in various projects, and you need to get back to, but we appreciate you being with us, and it would be a good time to remind people that they're getting seed catalogs in the mail, aren't they?
That's right, John, and this time of year, getting their gardens planned for the spring planting, starting seedlings, the energy cleaner signal will actually make those plants start a lot faster,
right.
Fast growth, and you can get them in the ground a lot quicker.
Well,
Diane did some experiments.
Well, she did. She's not with us right now, but she did last year. She had two batches of tomato seedlings. One batch she exposed the energy cleaner signal. The other she did not. And the seedlings exposed the energy cleaner signal were growing twice as fast as the ones that did not get the energy cleaner signal. And that was a lot of fun for her to do.
That's right, and you can use just regular chicken wire to suspend over the garden area, the plant beds. Just put some chicken wire, maybe a foot or so off the ground, a little closer if you want, set up some tomato steaks in the corners to suspend it on. You should tie off the chicken wire or screening, whatever you use to distribute the signal, should be tied off with non-conductive rope, like nylon rope or something like that, to the steaks, just so when they get wet in rain or the morning dew that they are not conductive and ground the signal.
Right.
Then
right.
You can put the energy cleaner inside of a plastic tub or plastic bag, even almost anything will work, just to keep the moisture off of it, and lay it alongside the garden, and it will charge up 24 hours a day the plants, and I think you'll see some tremendous increases in growth and vegetable production.
Well, as inexpensive as the energy cleaner is, at $285 shipping included, people may want to have one for the garden and one for the human beings.
There's a lot of that going on, John, and I've put a few into some greenhouse installations that were hydroponic, and we ran a stainless steel wire through the media bed that's used for guiding the liquid nutrients through to the plant roots, and we just charge up that media bed. It's like a gravel substance, and that works quite well. So there's all different ways to do it. You just need to get that signal to the plants, either hydroponic systems or a screen or chicken wire suspended overhead for the regular garden.
Absolutely. Well, in my neighborhood, I would say at least half the families in my neighborhood here in South Central Missouri in the Ozarks have a garden of some kind. For most of them, it's a hobby. They don't really need to economically, but they do it because they want the best, freshest, the best tasting fruits and vegetables that they can get on one hand. On the other, it may be a matter of necessity in the not-too-distant future, right, Tom?
I think so, and I'm planning on a greenhouse myself. I don't do a huge garden. I'll do a small one, more for experimentation purposes with this energy healing unit called the energy cleaner, so that we can test it out on various plants. And, of course, it always does increase the growth, so I haven't really done it too much last year a little bit, but I don't know if I'll even experiment with it this year. Not enough time to tinker with it. I know it works. Lots of people have tried it that way, and they know it works. So, there's one woman that was planting flowers, John, and she was telling me that the roses and the flowers that she grew were just incredible. And everybody that would see them would comment on how successful that rose garden was that she had. So that's another thing to consider if you just do it for even flowers as a hobby.
Well, I got some grapes out here on my place, and I think I may hook up an energy cleaner to the grapes and see how they produce this year.
That'd be a real good idea. Just some chicken wire and maybe drape it over the vines. That might be good enough. It wouldn't take much.
Well, I got wire to support the grape plant, so that might be enough right there, since they're all making contact with that wire.
That would
Tom,
be good.
We're out of time. We're out of time, sir. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Okay, that's it for the day. You all get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, firearms, ammunition now while you can. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe. Have a fun, productive day. And God bless America.